As LA Skid Row's population continues to grow, an innovative program is getting some residents back on their feet. The Skid Row Running Club helps those who live at the Midnight Mission regain their health by running. Russell Simon went out on an early morning run with the club.
Oh my God! Hi! How are you? Good to see you.
It's 5:30 in the morning, and while the rest of Los Angeles is just getting out of bed, Skid Row Running Club is ready to go. It's LA's most interesting running club, with marathoners, lawyers, and judges running with residents of the Midnight Mission, many of whom are recovering drug and alcohol addicts. The club began in 2013 and was the brainchild of an LA Superior Court judge, Craig Mitchell.
A gentleman that I sent to prison actually paroled to the Midnight Mission. Upon his release, he came and saw me in court and asked that I come down to the mission and meet the people who were involved in his recovery. I had read in Runner's World of a woman on the East Coast who was working with ex-felons, and I figured this was close enough, and so I offered to start a running club.
As many as 30 runners a day come out for the 3 to 5 mile runs. Members of the club get stability from the mission, and many turn to the Skid Row Running Club to get their health back. Judge Mitchell has seen it firsthand.
The running program, you have to really maintain focus and discipline to get up every morning at 5 o'clock and join your buddies running. So there's a whole mindset that it imparts.
The run takes us over the LA River, down through Hollenbeck Park, back through Chinatown, and then to Skid Row, 5 miles round trip. Matt Jerome, my running partner as we circle Hollenbeck Park, is one of many members of the club who was addicted to drugs and formerly homeless.
Well, I was living on the side of the freeway on the 405 off-ramp. When you're high on heroin, you don't feel it. You have absolutely no feeling, no emotion, no pain, no joy, nothing.
6 months ago, he entered the Healthy Living Program at the Midnight Mission.
There's not much that I can do right now to change my life, you know? Like, I've lost everything. I have no job. I have no money, no car, all material possessions gone. But I have my health.
The running club, and the discipline and structure that comes with it, can have a big psychological impact on the runners. According to the Mayo Clinic, psychological and physical benefits of exercise can also reduce anxiety and improve mood. For Oscar Knight, who was at the mission for 2 years while he battled alcoholism, the running club has given him hope.
But the running club has, with all these different kind of people in the group, has actually given me this confidence that I can actually control this, that I can do this, that I can improve it, that I can become the person that I actually dreamt when I first came to this country.
Judge Craig Mitchell estimates that 60% of runners with addiction have maintained their sobriety after joining the club. Through treatment at the mission and marathon training, the Skid Row Running Club has gotten hundreds of homeless people back on their feet.
To see people who, rather than, you know, shutting down opportunities in their lives or opening doors, are expanding those opportunities. It's a wonderful counterweight to what I do during the day.
The club meets at 5:30 a.m. every Monday, Thursday, and Saturday, and anyone is invited to join. For Annenberg Media, I'm Russell Simon.